This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Kareem upon you all, Ya Rabbi, inshaAllah. Now, I know we're all living through a very difficult time, if not one of the most difficult Ramadans that one has to experience this year. The feeling, subhanAllah, that Ramadan comes with from joy, joyous gatherings, joyous feeding, joyous volunteering. There's a sense of rahmah and, you know, and just blessings filled everywhere in every corner. And given the genocide that's going on right now, going into 160 days, such heavy hearts, subhanAllah, and mixed emotions, like we don't really know what to do with ourselves. What are we supposed to be doing right now? If this Ramadan is not for Gaza, if this Ramadan is not for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I'm not quite sure what kind of good could be still remaining in our hearts, the hearts of the best Ummah brought forth to humanity, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Habib. And if we do not understand that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, that Allah will never, and I'm going to capitalize never, underline it, bold it, He will never change a people's state of favor until they change their own state of faith. The change is not going to happen if we continue doing what we used to do. If we don't work on ourselves seriously this Ramadan, then it's a big problem. Nothing is going to change unless we change. And yes, you're going to tell me, what am I going to do? What are you going to do? Or this person, that person? Well, if you think about it, me, you, this person and that person, all of us together is what makes the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It takes an Ummah to change in order to see the actual change, the state or favor of how we stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we're looked upon amongst other people, how we're treated as an Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think we've seen enough. We've seen enough in the past 160 days. And if we don't understand that إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ, that when you bring victory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words and teachings, He will bring victory to you. So this is the time now in Ramadan, inshaAllah, to take an oath that you are going to change your state. You are going to change your state of iman and faith and the way you carry yourself, the way you prioritize, the du'as, everything that you're going to do for the sake of the people of Gaza, so Allah can bring upon them change. And that you're going to bring victory to Allah's words and teachings and rulings in every aspect of your life, right? The way you interact with your spouse, the way you interact with your children at work, how you act in public and in private, how, you know, what kind of food you bring into your home, is it halal and tayyib, the kind of income you're bringing into your homes, the kind of interactions at work, everything, everything, servitude, being there, that you are going to bring victory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word. You're going to be listening carefully and attentively when someone comes and talks to you. You're going to be present, because that's how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would act with people. Bring victory to Allah's words and Allah will bring victory to you, to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make this Ramadan truly and purely for Gaza. May Allah, Ya Rabbi, grant them victory sooner than later. Say Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.